Hi, this is Pastor Steve from Arrow Lakes Alliance Church. I want to thank you for joining us for our special Good Friday service this morning. I pray that it would help you to remember the death of Jesus, the importance of the death of Jesus, help you reflect on the price that he paid so that you could have salvation. Thank you again for joining us, and I pray that God would be glorified through our worship today. From Colossians 2, verses 11 to 15. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, who were dead in your trespasses, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven all our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. You know, it's easy to look at the cross. Now, anyway. Empty. An unthreatening, clean, sanded, polished, hung on the wall or around our necks like a decoration. It's easy to look at the cross now and forget the tragedy that happened on it. The tragedy of an innocent man condemned to die for crimes that were not his own. The tragedy of the Lord of life who came to his own and was rejected by his own. The tragedy of a world that is broken by sin and fallen into rebellion. The tragedy of a good creation plunged into darkness and subjected to the forces of evil who seek to kill and destroy. The cross is a symbol of the tragedy of this world, a world that is not the way it's supposed to be, that has rejected God and his ways, that is rent and torn by those who would oppose God, who would oppose God, both human and spiritual ones, both human authorities and spiritual ones, a world that, while searching for meaning and purpose, have rejected the source of both, a world we find ourselves in, and we find ourselves in the same boat, broken, sinful, separated from God, grasping for life, looking for fulfillment, being accused and devoured by evil forces beyond our control. The cross is a symbol of our place before God. We were dead in our trespasses, living physically but not spiritually, and so not being whole. God had created us to be both physical and spiritual beings, and yet through our sin we died to the Spirit, and we rejected God. We walked dead in our trespasses, having no life in us and yet thinking we had life. What we had was a record of debt that stood against us. We stood before God with a rap sheet that had to be satisfied, that needed to be resolved. What would your record say? Adultery, murder, gossip, lies, cheating, hatred, greed, drunkenness, sexual immorality, slander, pride. How could these be resolved before the judge of all things? Should not the judge do what is right? Should not sin and evil be punished? And we were accused of our guilt before God. And of course, this is the cry of the accuser, of the enemy, Satan, who stands before the judge and reads off our record. Look at how bad she is. Punishment must come. Look at these sins he has committed. Justice must be served. And there we stand with no defense, for even our good deeds are stained with pride and selfishness. Even our tears of repentance colored with rebellion. All of us have fallen short. The tragedy of the cross shows that, for if we could satisfy the law ourselves, Jesus didn't need to die. And if he did die just because we didn't try hard enough, then how can we stand before God and plead our case? What fierce condemnation we would bring upon our own heads if we were to claim that we couldn't, that we could, but we didn't. And so the cross stands as a testament that we can't. It's hard to look at the cross now. Jesus upon it, bloody, stained, naked, and exposed, dying for sin, knowing that we put him there, knowing that those nails are because of our sin. It's hard to look at the cross now. For when we look and see only tragedy, and we miss the triumph that took place upon it, when we don't get the full picture. See, the reason why the cross in our churches and around our necks is empty is because we know what takes place on Sunday. That Jesus doesn't stay on the cross, but he dies and is buried and then is raised to life. He defeats sin and death. He takes the tragedy of the cross and he makes it a triumph. On the cross, we see not only God's justice being served and his wrath being satisfied, but also his love being displayed. The empty cross is the symbol of triumph, the symbol of love over hate, of good over evil, of life over death, of mercy over sin, of triumph, the triumph of grace, the triumph of God over his enemies. In the cross, we see God's love for us. Even though we rejected him, even though we were dead and accused and guilty before him, for God so loves us that when we were his enemies, he died for us. And we are made alive through his death. Just as the tragedy turns to triumph, death turns to life. As Jesus assumes our death, he gives us his life. His resurrection is proof and assurance of ours. No longer are we walking dead, but now we are raised to glorious life, holy and fully alive, both physically and spiritually, reconnected to the source of all life and reconnected to our Creator, reconciled to our Creator. While we still live in a world that's broken and with a nature that bends towards sin, we have been made new. We have been given a new nature that bends towards holiness with a new view of the world, knowing that this is not what the world should be like and this is not what it will be like. We are forgiven of our trespasses. The record of debt has been resolved. It has been satisfied. Justice has been served. Every charge upon it has been atoned for Jesus took our punishment. And in his death, we are forgiven and set free of the eternal consequences of sin. As Jesus hung on the cross with a notice above his head, a notice that usually had the crime for which the criminal was on the cross for, the notice said, King of the Jews, King of God's people, our King, dying for us, so that the banner above our lives would no longer contain our sins and our trespasses, for the record of our debts has been nailed to the cross and has been buried with Christ. And now the banner above our lives would say, forgiven, redeemed, justified, adopted. He has triumphed over the forces of darkness, disarming them, for they can no longer accuse the people of God for sins that have been paid for, putting them to open shame by revealing their utter failure to thwart God's plan of salvation, triumphing over them through love and grace. God has won. He has defeated sin. On Sunday, he will defeat death, and he has defeated the forces of evil arrayed against him. Justice has been satisfied, and love has won the day. The tragedy of the cross showed us our need, showed us the depth of our rebellion and the cost of our forgiveness. The triumph of the cross showed us the love God has for us and his power to bring death to life, to condemned to forgiven, defeated to victorious. In our lives, we know the tragedy. We know the times we have fallen short. We see the brokenness around us, and especially now so clearly. We look upon the cross and we see the tragedy. But we also look ahead to Sunday and know the triumph, that we are forgiven, that we are made whole, that the world will one day be made right, that the forces of evil have no hold on us anymore, that God loves us so much that he would die for us. What a love. What a cost. What a victory. This is the tragedy and the triumph of the cross. Father, we take time now to reflect. Lord, to reflect upon the price of our forgiveness, to reflect upon the cost of our sin and the love of our Savior. Let us remember well the sacrifice of Jesus. Let us understand the depth and the height of the love demonstrated on the cross. Let us be assured that because of the work of Christ, our salvation has been purchased and guaranteed. Lord, we reflect on these truths. Amen.